Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Remember when Rob Ninkovich was talking to reporters about their lack of forcing turnovers as of late? Well, that all changed in Baltimore on Sunday. The night ended with two defensive touchdowns, two picks from one rookie to seal the win over the team that ended their season last year. What a night it was for the Patriots defense.
Flacco takes the snap of the play fake, drops back, steps up, throws to the right. That ball is going to be tipped by Dante Hightower, and then out of the deflection, intercepted. The Patriots have the threat by Logan Ryan.
I mean, that just shows Dante's athleticism, him getting all the way up there. And my first thought was, don't let him catch it. So I try to push the receiver out the way, and then I noticed I had a chance at the ball. So, you know, a point of emphasis for us was don't let those guys get going with their deep shots, and I didn't want him to catch it at first, and I was able to for it to land in my arms.
It started with a pick in the first quarter that was tipped off by Dante Hightower and scooped up by Logan Ryan to set the Patriots up for their second scoring drive in the first quarter.
Ryan takes the step, throwing to the near side, catch is made by Vereen, and he's in for a Patriots touchdown, crossing the goal line just inside the short right pylon.
And then it would happen again in the third quarter to get the Patriots in perfect field position to take the lead to 20 over the Ravens. Ryan recorded two interceptions in one game and has the most of any rookie in the NFL this year. He now has a career total of 5 on the year, surpassing Aqib Talib's season total of 4.
Yeah, ever since the first game, I always want to be prepared. Whatever my my opportunity is, I want to make the most of it. So whether it's starting the game or coming in sub, I want to make an impact on the game, and I prepare every week the same.
He's the second player on the team to have two interceptions in one game this season. Talib is the other. The defense certainly came to play. Kyle Arrington recorded the second sack of his career in back-to-back weeks, and so did Silver Salinga. And then there was this.
Shotgun snap to Taylor, eludes him, he careens into the end zone, and Chandler Jones picks it up, and Chandler Jones has a touchdown. Shotgun snap to Taylor, back several steps, throws across the middle, and the ball is taken away by Tavon Wilson. An interception for New England. Left side, 45-50. Wilson to the 40 of Baltimore. Two men to beat, down to the far sideline, 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Tavon Wilson.
It's great to have interceptions, but, you got to be consistent 50 other plays of the game. So I just want to be known as someone who works hard each and every day and is consistent out there.
And what's the key to his magnetic hands?
growing up, I played quarterback, I played receiver, so, I pride myself in not dropping interceptions.
Chandler Jones' touchdown and Tavon Wilson's pick six makes 3 total defensive touchdowns this season for the Patriots. And the first one? Yep, well, that was Logan Ryan earlier in the season against the New York Jets when he picked off Geno Smith and returned it 79 yards to find the end zone. The Patriots have greatly improved their turnover differential and are now in the top 10 in takeaways. That'll do it from Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.